So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money? Still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
The only program dedicated to currency events. You're listening to the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
It's Travel Tuesday, sponsored by Pre-Flight Airport Parking. Thanksgiving is a perfect time to plan a multi-generational trip and make sure everyone, kids included, are involved in the planning process. With us to discuss is Mark Wolters, Wolters World Travel and Culture. Find him on YouTube and also an Associate Professor of Business Administration at the University of Illinois Geese College of Business and Urbana-Champaign. Mark, thank you for joining us today. And Thanksgiving stories, you know, annual tradition Thanksgiving stories, you know, how can you talk to your relatives of different political persuasions over the Thanksgiving table? Stuff like that. This is the fun kind of conversation, Mark. And this is, you know, how do you propose and then plan a multi-generational trip that, if pulled off correctly, can be a core memory for everyone involved?
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's the best thing about the multi-generational trips. And as much as my kids love talking about, you know, making cookies with grandma and stuff, they talk about when we were in Rwanda and the monkeys were chasing us there, and we were in Spain and doing things. It really gives your chance for your kids to really connect with your grandparents in a whole different way, but also you as a, like a parent to do the same thing. And what's great about it is you get everybody involved in this, because one of the big mistakes people make is they think, oh, it's grandma's vacation because grandma's paying, right? And that leads to a lot of resentment. So you want to make sure you get everybody involved, because once everybody's involved, you get that buy-in. Now everybody's excited, not just that teenager who's like, oh, why are we going? Now the teenager picks a spot, now everybody's pumped to go.
Now, you can still make cookies with grandma, but have you made with grandma on top of an active volcano? That's the type of multi-generational trip we're talking about here. Or maybe it could be something a little more low-key.
Yeah, and that's just it. Like, it doesn't have to be a big trip to Europe or something like that. You could take the family up to Wisconsin and go to the Dells, maybe a weekend away, just to have those kind of place to make those memories. And what's nice is if you're going to be doing this, you're going to plan some time, realize it's okay that you don't all have to be together at the same time. Just like you have the kid table and the adult table at Thanksgiving, you can have parts where, oh, the kids are going to do this today, the moms are going to do this today, the dads are going to do this today. You can have that separate thing, because if you all force everyone to do the same thing the whole time, that's where some of that resentment can come in. So if you kind of break it up and let people do kind of their own thing in groups, that really makes it a lot more kind of like everybody gets to do something they enjoy on their trip.
Now, if you're at a big family Thanksgiving dinner on Thursday, it may be one of the few opportunities in a year in which everybody is under the same roof and at the same time. So you have to be purposeful in your discussion. So what are some things you could talk about in a way that can really maximize just having everybody together to get them all on the same page?
Well, there's a few really big topics, because when you have issues when you travel, one of the things is people feel that they didn't have a voice, you know, so make sure everyone's talking about the things they'd like to do. Because if you're going to go to Italy, yes, there is the Colosseum, but maybe someone wants to learn how to make pizza, you know, or make pasta. And so get those ideas out there, things that people would like to do. Another really important thing is to kind of talk about the money side of it, because if grandma's paying for it all, great. But if grandma's not paying for it all, we have to realize people are in different economic situations. So it's good to have that talk. Like, you know what? Maybe we're not going to stay at a five-star hotel. Let's stay at like a B&B or an Airbnb or something like that, so we can kind of mitigate some of the costs by cooking. And having some of those tough questions early lets people know, it's like, hey, do I want to be a part of this or not? And then that's going to help you get through, because then it's just the fun stuff. It's funny. What, you know, what do we want to do, macarons in Paris and learn how to make those cookies? Or we're going to go to Greece and make Greek cookies there, you know? So it's going to be a really fun kind of thing.
And then on top of that, if you have this discussion now and you're talking about a trip that will take place maybe in the spring or the summer, you have plenty of time to figure out how you will pay for airfare to get you to this destination.
Exactly. And that's one of those things I think is important, is let people, you know, some people like to have everybody flying together, but we don't realize that people might have different credit cards, different points. And so what you might want to have is, hey, let's all plan to get there on Monday the 13th, right? And so then people, they want to fly United from Chicago, or maybe they're Delta people, they're going via Atlanta, or maybe they already live someplace, and they're easier for them to drive there. Just have a general idea of like, hey, this is the day we all want to be in, and then the fun starts the next day. So people have that kind of window to get in, which can make it more affordable for everybody to find the right kind of transportation for them.
And this is, Mark, consider this a value add. So the next time you are watching Home Alone, just understand that the McAllisters are going on a multi-generational trip to Paris, and they just forgot
That's one thing.
That's all.
That's all. Just one thing. Just one little guy.
Mark Walter.
Hopefully you don't do that on your trip.
Oh, no. Because unlike the movie, which was just a wacky series of misunderstandings, if I forgot a child at home, I would go to prison. So just remember that. Make sure your head count is accurate. Mark Walters, right. Walters World Travel and Culture. Find him on YouTube. Also find him at the University of Illinois.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Airo. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Airo uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Airo. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free, so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.